Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, O Father. We thank you for this time once again to get on this prayer line, O Father. We know that time is winding up, Father. So, Lord, we thank you for the time that you have given us, and we thank you for using this time wisely for your people to come together. Father, we thank you for this word coming forth today with strength and power to be able to touch the hearts and minds of your people, O Father. We ask that you would clear our hearts and our minds to receive the word and to be able to eat of the word and apply the word so that we can see results. And, Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction, anything that is contrary to your word, any doubt, any unbelief. Father, we ask that you burn it up and you drive it out in Jesus' name, and we ask that your anointing will flow over this line. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Sister Trelinda.
Good evening and welcome everyone to our Full Gospel House of Prayer Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a service on Wednesday nights, and our Wednesday night prayer line number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can listen to the entire church service live on that same 916 number. You can also write in your prayer request to Full Gospel House Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. Or feel free to email at fghprayer@yahoo.com. You can also submit your prayer request on our website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. Our social media platforms are Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for Saturday, September 10th at 1 p.m. for our church anniversary service. Again, that will be held Saturday, September 10th at 1 p.m., and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. We are continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It is very simple. You will log into your account and then type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We are linked with that email address, which is, again, fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you are using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies under 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. Thank you, and God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, I have a testimony, Pastor.
Okay, Penny. Oh, whoever, okay.
Yes, okay. My testimony is last week I had to take Tyra to the dorms, and my car was not working properly, and I didn't see how I was going to be able to get her to the dorms using my vehicle. And you called me and you prayed for me and that we would be able to make it out there. And the prayer was so right on time, and you prayed for my vehicle that I wouldn't have any problems or anything like that, any mechanical issues that I have, that I would have the right mechanic for the right price. The next morning I woke up and God just placed this mechanic, my old mechanic that I used to have a long time ago, in my mind. I contacted him and he fixed my vehicle, and it was like a $300 job. He fixed my vehicle for $30. So I just thank God that I was able to get her there, and I didn't even tell you I was having issues, and I know that was God. So I thank God for that.
Would anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, I have a testimony. Pastor, you prayed last week. I ended up going to the hospital because I had really bad pain in my left waist, and I thought it was something really, really
You broke up, Sharlanda. You.
Oh, can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I went to the hospital last week for bad pain. You had prayed, and I thought it was something really bad, but it can't come to find out it was just muscle spasms. So the doctor just told me to exercise more. So I just thank God that it wasn't anything too serious. And also the next day I had an ultrasound for them to just check the baby and make sure everything was completely fine with her. She's completely healthy, and I found out I'm having a little girl. So I just thank God.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor, this is Sister Dockery. I just thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank you for the service that we had on Sunday. It was just a blessing because it hit right at home with Jeremiah 30:17. I just thank you so much, Pastor, for you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there is
I do,
anyone...
Pastor.
Okay, go on. You have...
It's Maddie. Sorry. I just wanted to praise and thank God that, you know, I was kind of lost when, because I didn't realize that, you know, you had went on vacation and this and that. So I was kind of lost. But anyways, you know, my director had called me last week or whatever. She had called me, and she told me that they were having an investigative disciplinary action towards me. And I was like, for what? And she goes, well, you know, you need to come in with your your union rep and stuff like that. Like, you know, and mind you, I've never been in trouble at work, right? So, like, I'm panicking and this and that. I'm, oh, my God, you know, what's going on and this and that. So, anyways, you know, and I was just praising God, and I told him, you know, whatever it is, God, I'm giving it to you because I can't handle this. It was stressing me out, like literally losing sleep over it and this and that, you know. And I keep hearing you. You always say that, you know, when you get up in the mornings, you declare the day, you know, when you're going through the day, when you sleep at night. I mean, I had been praying at night, but then I don't go through my day like that. So I've been doing that lately. But anyway, so we go and come to find out it was I ended up having to leave work one day. My daughter was stranded with her and the baby. So I had to go, you know, and get her situated there. Work. And my nursing manager knew and stuff like that. He wrote down the times and stuff like that. But she pulled the cameras. Like, she said I abandoned my post and, you know, just really, I don't know. But sorry, I know this is on. But anyways, you know, and I went in. I was so calm when I went in there. And do you know that nothing came out of that meeting? Because even HR was like, I don't understand why we're here. Like, she got permission. You know, she wrote down her time. The only thing that I forgot to do was clock in and out. She said that I committed fraud, you know, by not clocking in and out, but we had wrote down the times and stuff like that. You know, and I was panicking through the whole time that I was waiting to go to this meeting, and then it turned out to be nothing. And I just want to thank God for, like, giving me that peace that surpasses all understanding, you know, and then I have learned, now I catch myself praising him in my daytime, you know, like just going through days, and I just love that. Thank you.
Do anyone else have a testimony?
This is Sister Tamara. I have a testimony. I want to piggyback on what my mom was saying about the service on Sunday. It definitely was a blessing. Those of you who weren't there or weren't on the line, you missed out. And so I'm just thankful for God, for Pastor Smith and the word that he gives her, and the bishop that will be preaching on our anniversary service, and that the anointing will meet him there in the building. So if those of you who are thinking about coming, make sure you make your way out for a mighty word from God. So I just thank the Lord for that.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you, God, that the Spirit of the Lord is a consuming fire, and you purge and burn up everything, God, that works against us. I thank you for being a burning, flaming fire tonight, and that your word come forth as a flaming fire by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to the book of Judges, the 6th chapter, verse 16? Begin at verse 6, 11 through 16. And 1 Corinthians 1, 27 through 29. That's Judges 6:11-16 and 1 Corinthians 1:27-29. If you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement because there are so much is going on now. And God has given us words of encouragement to let us know he's with us. And this word is for people that are going through a lot of things that they're under, they feel like underdogs and that there's so many odds working against you. So this word to encourage you, and you're going to see by the word of God, when you feel like everything is stacked up against you, all odds are against you, you feel like an underdog, and you feel like everything is shaking around you, and things appear to be unfair, improper, hopeless. So this is for you tonight. If you're going through anything with disadvantage, if you're going through anything that's not working, all the unworkable things that you're stacked up against. So this word, I believe by faith, that the Spirit of God will strengthen you in this word, because God gave me two examples, David and the disciples. David was had all odds against him. He was a underdog. But the Spirit of God strengthened David to take down Goliath. And God used 12 disciples. They were not educated. They had odds against them. And he used them to change the world. But they were not important people. David was not important. And the world looks at different people. He was just a common man. The disciple was common fishermen. But they became disciples before the power of God touched them. They became disciples. And any time God is looking for people who don't have it all together, you please understand this is for you tonight. God is looking for people who don't have it all together, but are willing to allow God to come into their lives and bring them forth in redemption. So he's looking for people. He uses weak people, and he strengthened them, and he placed a gift inside of them to touch the world. That's what he did for David, and that's what he did for the disciples. It was common fishermen, but they became disciples. So God's looking for people who don't have it together. Lives seem chaotic. They're going through all kinds of difficulties. God is looking for people just like that to turn every disadvantage to advantage. And what happened with people like that who have all odds against them, the Spirit of God goes into a place and turns things around and calls them to be successful. When everything is stacked up against you and everything appears negative and hopeless and shaky, this is for you tonight. Been there, done that. When things feel so unfair and there are so many spirits that sent out to harm you, to break you down, that's when the Lord uses those types of people and he put gifts inside of them that changes things around them. And so the Lord used David. He uses those fishermen to become what? Leaders. To become leaders. And you're going to see by the word of God, Judges 6, beginning at the 11-16, please.
And it reads, "And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under the oak, which was at Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash and Azarite, and his son Gideon, threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, then why this all be befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? From now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this, thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor and Manasseh, and I am least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man.
This is an encouraging word. Israel was being oppressed because they had fallen to a place where they were worshiping a false god. So God looked for someone that he could use at that particular time to be a deliverer for Israel. Now, Gideon was looking at everything negative, but God himself has placed something in Gideon that he didn't know that he had. But Gideon was just surprised that God wanted to use him. But the Lord was telling him, I'm ordering this for you. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be your strength because I'm sending you. And Gideon asked, he said, how can I do it? He still was thinking about how oppressed his family was. He said, my family is weak and poor of all the tribes of Manasseh. He said, I'm the least important member of my family. He was looking at everything against him, hopeless, that he could not do anything, that his life was in a place where there was no advantage. Everything around him was not working. But the Lord himself was sending this man. The Lord answered him, you can do it because I will help you. And he told him to go because you're going to crush the Midianites as easy as there were only one person. God spoke a word into Gideon's being. Even though Gideon looked at himself with all odds against him, that he was not going to be successful, it felt hopeless. Everything around him was risky, harmful. He was saying it can't work. But God spoke a word unto Gideon. He said, go, I'm going to help you. And he's prophesied, you're going to crush the Midianites. And as you read on down how Gideon wanted signs because he still was in a place looking at the odds instead of the big God. And every sign he asked of God, he came out with victory in the sign. And so you know the end of the story. He won. Israel received victory through a man that felt so weak, poor, like nothing was good in his life, that he was the least, that he had nothing, and how could God use me? God is looking for those particular people in this hour as never before. Why? God goes into that place where there's disadvantage and calls you and I to receive the advantage. He goes into that place and connect you with people, that people that's going to build you up. And there will be a team of people that will cause you to be successful. He'll put you with a team of people that's not going to tear you down. They're going to build you up, going to work with you so you can be successful. That's what God does when an underdog, they are people that get in the mind of God, take them over, and their mind get in such a determination that I'm going to reach that goal. I'm speaking to someone tonight. Even though there's odds and chaos in my life, God give them a strong mind. And their mind gets so developed, and all they can see is winning and not losing. And that God going to turn every disadvantage around. And that God going to connect them with the right people. It gets in their mind, saints of God. They get built up in their mind by God. And so when they get into, this is one important key. When God placed them in a good place where there's good relationship, it's important for them to build on that relationship. That means not to take advantage, to allow them to be a team player. And those kind of relationships is long term. I mean, it's not in and out. There's some seasonal relationship, but people with all odds against them, they build relationship. I've seen so many people just tear down relationship. They're not builder of the relationship. They destroy relationship. And God sends people into their lives as he did Gideon, as he did David, as he did the disciple. Those are going to be team players. Those are going to cause them to be in success. So this word is encouraging somebody tonight. Whenever odds is against you and the Lord's got given you a visitation, as he gave Gideon a visitation, that God wanted to use him to do a great work in the world, to do a great work for Israel. God's going to use you. I don't care how many odds that's working against you. I don't care how shaky it is. I don't care how hopeless it may appear. I don't care how unjust situation is coming, how things look unfair. God is speaking to you tonight. God going to connect you. He going to put you in with the right connection to my team players. And it works because I've seen so many people that God do just that when there's so many disadvantages. But they stay connected to God and they have a strong determination. Even though things are falling apart, shake it. Negative, and they're seeing so many disadvantages, things so unfair and so unjust. But God placed a determination inside of people like that. And they have in their mind, whatever it takes, I'm going to reach that goal. I'm going to overcome the odds, and I'm going to survive the chaos. And what happened? Their mind gets so strong, influenced by the Holy Spirit. God turned disadvantage into advantage, thanks to God. Then God goes connect them with people, team of leaders that build them up. And many times that relation is lifelong. It's not schism. And we're in such a time now that people don't respect relationships. But when there's a relationship and there's a team player, and God placed leaders that's there to guide, to mentor, for you to succeed. What? You respect that relationship. That's what David did. God placed Samuel in David's life. He placed Jonathan in David's life. And David respect that relationship. It was a team around him so that he will be guided to do the right thing and be protected. And so for people that are going through, it's not over with till God says it's over with. I don't care what kind of odds you're facing. I don't care what you're going through, how things appear to be unfair and how things seem to be improper and shaky around you, and there's things on your job, in your life, in all aspects of your life. I'm talking about odds tonight. That the Spirit of God has it all set up for you, like he did for the disciples. and for David and for Gideon and for Jeremiah. I can go on and on. And for Ruth and for Esther. God connected them with the right people, even though there was odds against them to destroy them, to do whatever it can to bring limitation on their lives. God connected Esther with Mordecai. Mordecai connected Esther with the right people to bring her into proficiency. And all of that caused Esther to be changed, to become queen. But she had all odds against her. But God did the connection. Guess what God going to do for some of you tonight? All odds may be working against you. Every door that the enemy is trying to keep closed on you, things that's not just and things that's unfair and things that appear hopeless and people working against you. But the word of God is telling you tonight, I am with you. And the odds are not going to stop you. God has a plan for your life. And no giant is going to stop you. Everything that Esther went through, she trusts God. David trusts God. Gideon had to learn to trust the Lord. Jeremiah trusts God. They all trust the Lord. And God never abandoned them. He always connected them. And so there's a connection for you that only the Lord sees. And you must trust God that you're not alone. No matter what odds are against you, God is with you. He going to lead you. He going to connect you. And you're going to receive the advantage. Because God have it all set up. I don't care what kind of chaos is going on right now. I don't care how the enemy is trying to bring disadvantaged things around you. God has placed inside of you skills that's been developed. And you are a winner. And those skills going to cause you to receive the advantage. That's what happened for Esther, for Ruth, for Jeremiah, for the disciples, for Jesus. He had all odds against him. But God had it all set up. Because Jesus committed himself to his Father. And his Father didn't abandon him. God is doing supernatural things inside of you, even though things around you in the natural seem hopeless and seem shaken and things are stacked up against you. But the Lord wants you to know tonight, because you're willing to let God take over your life, I'm going to bring forth redemption. He's going to redeem you and turn everything that's disadvantaged into your advantage. And you're going to see how God cause you to reach your goal. 1 Corinthians 1:27-29, please.
And it reads, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound which are mighty, and the base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh shall glory in his presence.
This is to wrap it up. God purposely choose what the world considered nonsense in order to shame the wise. God chose what the world considered weak in order to shame the powerful. God chose what's least, what's looked down on and despised, that the world thinks is nothing, in order to destroy what the world thinks is important. That what it means. No one can boast in God's presence. So, you that feel like you are in a place where you're going under, all odds against, are working against you. This is what the 1 Corinthians 1:27 says. God has chose, purposely placed his hand on you because you know you cannot do anything unless God give you the ability. You're not high-minded. You're not lifted up. You know that this is the thing that you're going through is for real. And people, like this word is saying, they're looking at you like you're nonsense. You're nothing. You're not ever gonna come up. God said, I purposely chose you because you look down on and you despise in order to destroy what the world thinks about you so that no one can boast in the presence of God. It is so beautiful how God does things, thanks to God. How he go and use those that lives just messed up to the flow up. Those that know for real, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, what would I have done? God goes into that place where people looking down and thinking that you have no way out, you have no help, everything you're doing is nonsense, you are a Looney Tune, nothing's going to work for you. He said they look down on those kind of people. But he said, I chose. I placed my hand on you because you despise. Because they think you're not coming out. But this is a word tonight for you to know. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what you're going through. The word of God. Someone read Isaiah 40 and 29 and 31, please. Isaiah 40, 29, and Isaiah 40 and 31. Please read it. The first one, get it. Please read it.
Forty and 29, yes.
He gives power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. God gonna give you power, even though you think you're fainting. He gonna increase your strength. But they that wait upon the Lord, he's going to renew your strength tonight. God has placed skills in you. He has placed abilities in you. He's going to connect you with the right people. He's going to connect you with teams made up of leaders. They're going to build you up. You're going to have a relationship with these important people. And God's going to cause you to have long-term success. Gideon had long-term success. The disciple had long-term success. Esther had long-term success. Ruth had long-term success. Everyone I called, David had long-term success until he messed up, but then when he got back in all with God, long-term success. This is what God is speaking to you tonight, that when odds are against you, when they think you're not going to make it, they're looking down and saying, you are a Looney Tune. That's nonsense what you're talking about. God uses people in their weakness as a gift to the world. God used Esther. He used Ruth. He used David. He used Gideon. He used the disciple. He used Jesus. So this is a word to encourage you tonight. The Spirit of God spoke a word to Gideon, even though he was complaining about his family. They were weak. He was not important. God said, fine. That's why I want to use you. Because you know it's not about your ability. It's my ability that I'm placing inside of you. That's for humble people. People who know that they cannot make it unless the Lord is with them. And what happened? God moves in your situation, and everything that he has placed purposely in your destiny for you to succeed when every heart is against you. He just placed people in your life, thanks to God. People that can connect and can build you up. See, people need people. And the hour we're living in now, it's so important to be in good relationship. And you're going to see it as time goes on through this year into next year. It's going to be so important that God connects you with the right relationship. Because people need people. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. And God keeps us in this world. He sends people to help people while they're in this world. God gonna use you in this hour. I don't care what kind of odds you're facing, what's stacked up against you. God wants you to be encouraged. And when God send that special person in your life, it's gonna be selected by God, handpicked by God. I'm encouraging you to respect the relationship. See, all relationships have to be built up. But there are so many that discard relationship that God is sending as a gift for you to be in success, for you to walk in success, for you to come out of chaos, for you to come out of lack, for you to stop thinking you're so poor, nothing good can happen for me. He sends people into people's life, and they become team players. And when something is working against them, God connects, so they can receive the advantage. That's what happened when God looked down through the season, as he did with Gideon, and placed his hand on Gideon. Even though Gideon didn't think he could be used of God, you can be used by God in this time as never before, because he looked down on the lowly and he resists the proud. And he brings up those that are lowly, those that are despised, and use them as never before. There's such a transition in this time we're living in. And believe me, you may think you're okay now and you don't need anyone. But that's a lie from the enemy. People need people now as never before. And God knows who to connect you with, saints of God, for you to be built up, for you to walk in success. Even though things are shaky, God is speaking tonight.
Mm-hmm.
When all odds are against you and it looks like you're unlikely to succeed, that means things are stacked up. God himself, as he did for Gideon, the disciples, for Ruth, for Esther, he sent in the right connection. You got to receive this by faith tonight. God has the right connection already set up for you, even though there's odds in your face. He has a connection for you, saints of God. And my prayer tonight, that connected person or people, that team that's sent by God to build you up, you will respect that relationship so you can walk in what? Success tonight. And that's what happened with Gideon, with David, the disciples, Jesus, Ruth and Naomi. They was connected. God connected those two women. And God used Naomi. God used Mordecai for Esther. Right connection, right person. They moved in success. Although there was odds, yet they became successful. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Vanessa.
Okay.
My daughter asked for prayer for her schooling and also prayer for my other daughter and myself.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. Tyra, I'm not sure if she's on the phone, but I know she's not able to speak because she's around her roommates. But the prayer request that she has, that she wants, is that her one of the roommates is a smoker, and she's been smoking in the apartment and in the dorm, and it's affecting not her but everybody in there. And so Kyra is desiring for either that person to be, you know, let go out of the room or for her to move into another place.
Anyone else have need a prayer?
I do, Pastor. I just want a prayer just to be a better person. That's it. Thank you.
Do anyone else have need of prayer? If there is any more prayer requests, saints, hold fast, because this is important. We're in a season now that's unpredictable. That's where Ruth, that's where Esther, David, and Gideon was. Things just was out of control. Odds was against them. And this is the hour we are living in right now. Things are very chaotic. Things are stacked up against people. Things are in a place where things are not working really good for a lot of people. A lot of things is unfair and unjust. Just some improper things is going on. Stacked up against people. But this word is saying, tonight, when all is against you, God is with you. When it seems like you're unlikely to succeed, you shall succeed. Why? Because God has placed his hand on you. He has chosen you. He have already set up everything that need to be brought forth in manifestation of connection for you because he is with you. Father, I thank you. This is the word saying God is with us. Whatever we're facing, those things is looking possible. We shall be delivered. And God, I thank you that you are our strength. And as we go out, you're sending us. And as you said to Gideon, I'm with you. You're not alone. And he's prophesied into Gideon's life that you're going to crush the enemy and you're going to be successful because the Lord was with him to bring it about. God, you're bringing about something right now in people's lives that they're against odds, have odds against them. Things are stacked up against them. They are moving, but they are shaky. They are moving, but God, there's all kind of influence around them to hinder them. But I come by the authority of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the Spirit of God. Your word says in the book of Hebrews, you are a consuming fire, that the Spirit of God goes into that place. Because you are a consuming fire. Burn up everything that's working against your people tonight. Those things that stacked up against them. Those things that's negative, that seem to be hopeless, God. I ask that the Spirit of God go in and shake those things, oh God. Overthrow them in the name of Jesus and consume them with fire in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God move in every place that's not fair, that's unjust. Every place, God, that's hindering them. That the Spirit of God go and shake those foundations and cause those places that's odds against them, that the Spirit of God give them the advantage. Oh God, I thank you for the right connection. I thank you for the white people to come into their lives. In the name of Jesus, delete delete, remove anyone, God, that will hinder their advantage tonight in the name of Jesus. That's what you did for Esther. You removed, you deleted everything that was a hinder from her becoming queen. And God, because you did it by your power, because she was obedient and she respect relationship, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, God, that people begin to respect relationship, that respect relationship come in a place where you can build up, where you can be successful, where you have a team around you to keep you from falling, to uphold you in the time you have a need. That's what you did for Esther. Mordecai was there so she would not get snared. Mordecai was there so she would not be removed. He was there so she can get into that right place of becoming queen. God, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God is moving for your people now. Those that's going through chaos, those that's in a shaky place, those that's trying to reach their goals and have a determination, but odds are working against them. Overthrow every odds that's working against them tonight in Jesus' name and give them the advantage, God. And I thank you for people coming from the north, south, east, and the west to connect to them. People builders, come now in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you for it. And a young person that called me from the penitentiary, someone gave my number. All odds are working against this individual. And his family paid for a lawyer. And the lawyer would not even come to court. But I pray in Jesus' name that you bring confusion to that lawyer so this person can be released in October because they have paid for his service. Father, I thank you for shaking everything around him, loosening his mind, bringing him in the right perspective, and he will show up in October to free that young man. And God, I thank you for it because he's done his time. And Jesus, I thank you that you caused him to succeed in this business. He began to explain to me what he desired to do. He has a goal. And Father, give him the advantage. Connect him with the right people. Open up doors no one can close because he has a determination that you placed in him while he's been on that sabbatical, been away from the bad elements. God, I thank you for giving him a second chance so he can win tonight by fate in Jesus' name. And Father, Vanessa, if your daughter's close by, could you please get her?
Yes, ma'am.
Father, I thank you for Vanessa's daughter. Whatever she's going through in her mind, that the Spirit of God move over her intellect and give her a created mind. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebukes failure and loose her to be successful, that she will retain and she will do well. The spirit of success is over her. I speak by faith in Jesus' name, that she will grow and she will learn and she will win. And I thank you tonight that failure is under the blood of Jesus, that you protect this family and you keep this family. And everything that Vanessa has need for a support system, I agree with your word, God. You're sending the right people in Vanessa's life. Her life, oh God, is full of support now, because I speak it by faith, that the right support system is there for her right now in Jesus' name. When there's an emergency or need, the right person shall show up and fulfill it. And I give you praise. I send the word of God that the spirit of word loose her in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of fear loose her in the name of Jesus, that the peace of God take her over. God, I thank you that the spirit of God move in San Jose in that dorm. And that person that doesn't respect the spaces of the space of another person that's smoking, Father, deal with that individual. And if they don't respect the one that's not smoking, I ask that you will remove and place her in a convenient area where she's free to smoke. But God, I thank you that the atmosphere is not good for the ones that doesn't smoke. So, Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus go in, deal with this person, God. And if they refuse to come subject and respect the other health, that you remove and you give them a place where they can freely smoke. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And matters that you desire to be a better person. We all do, Father. And we just thank you, Father, for those that are walking in a place where they're growing, succeeding, a process that the Spirit of God is bringing us forth. And we shall be redeemed because we have been redeemed through the cross. Redemption is ours. And with the Spirit of God, our Savior, our Helper, and our Deliverer, delivering us from everything because we yielded to Him. When a man or woman is yielded to God, they resist the devil. And the Word of God said, he will flee from you. I thank you for the spirit of resistance as we grow in the Lord. Take us over now in the name of Jesus. And God, I praise you tonight. This is a working word because there are those that feel despised, that feel like odds is against them. But God, you're going to do the impossibility for these your people. I thank you for opening doors. I thank you for giving them the advantage. I thank you that you keep them with a determination, God, to reach the goals that God has placed into them. They're going to overcome the odds. They're going to survive the chaos because they are winners. I send the word over them now. They are winners. They're strong-minded with the force of God in them who has given them developing winning skills. It's inside of them right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the connection of the people made up of leaders that will build them up. They're going to respect the relationship so they can have long-term success. And I praise you for it, and I thank you for it this night by faith in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. It's your time. I don't care what's working against you. You have a God that's working for you because he's your strength and your shield, and you're trusting in him, and he's your help. Psalm 29:11, the Lord will strengthen his people, and the Lord will bless his people with peace. You have peace tonight because you're strengthened by God, because you're crying out to God. And the Lord says, I'm your strength, and I'm your salvation. Be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen.
God
thank
bless
you.
You.
Amen.
Thank you for
amen.
You have to be a transmission in the Full Gospel
thank
House
you.
Of Prayer family.
Hallelujah.
We'd like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.